DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Senior Conservative MP has been caught up in a so-called honey trap, normally associated with Cold War politics and dirty tricks by the Soviet Union. And the question we'll be asked, is a foreign government behind this latest iteration? I'm joined by Enda Brady, television presenter with TRT World. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, the man, he blew the whistle on himself, I suppose. He's a senior Conservative MP called William Ragg. Tell me about him.
So he's 36 years old. He's openly gay. He serves as Conservative Member of Parliament in the Greater Manchester area. Stockport is his constituency in the northwest of England. And what appears to have happened here is that he was on a gay dating app. He was in communication with what he thought was another gay man. It may very well have been a representative of a hostile state such as Russia or China. We don't know that, but you can join the dots up. He was in communication with what he thought was another gay man on this dating app. They arranged to meet for drinks, which never happened. The WhatsApp number no longer exists, but in communication with this perceived other gay man, he exchanged some explicit pictures of himself and he received explicit pictures back. What then happened was the other guy twisted the conversation to force William Ragg into handing over mobile phone numbers of other members of Parliament. Then they started receiving late night text messages from someone claiming to be Charlie or Abby. That was the name that was signed off. And it's believed at least two other members of Parliament have then replied with explicit pictures of themselves back to this person. So the web broadens, and it's what's known as a spear phishing attack.
Now, Abby and Charlie obviously are fictitious characters. So if the first honey trap with William Ragg was effectively a gay honey trap, was Charlie also the gay honey trap, or were they targeting female MPs? And what about Abby? Were her targets either male or female?
They all seem to be male MPs. And I think from what I'm hearing in Westminster, they all seem to be Conservatives, though they had bragged of working for Labour MPs and having sex with certain Labour MPs as well. You know, this basically was a way of getting an in to gather more compromising material from numerous politicians, and it certainly has worked. So the end result now is a police investigation has been launched by Leicestershire Police. They've received a complaint of malicious communications, and the parliamentary watchdog is investigating as well. And all MPs have now been sent a reminder about their need to protect against cyber attacks. But whoever is behind this, they must be laughing loudly at the stupidity of these men involved.
Now, what have we got? We've got at least two others plus William Ragg. So that's three out of 600 MPs. So we're looking at 0.5% of the House, if you like, supplying pictures, explicit pictures of themselves, and only a few were targeted. So how many would have responded if the whole lot of them were targeted?
Precisely.
It makes you ask, what kind of people become politicians?
Well, I think serious questions need to be asked about that. You know, there must be more vetting of people. And I think we're at a situation where, you know, whoever has done this, they've observed the culture around Westminster. Late night drinking in bars, a lot of people away from home for long times. They've observed the culture and they've realized that, you know, this was a very, very easy thing to do, targeting people who are clearly not that bright or that bothered. Ragg is leaving Parliament anyway. He's stepping down at the next election because about 100 Conservative MPs are jumping before they're pushed. But the question would be, you know, who was behind this and what ultimately did they want? And by having these compromising, explicit pictures of these men, surely the next request would be, can you obtain access to that file? What was said in that meeting? Can you get me a number for him or her? you know, it leads on. It's kind of like a beginner step towards more information.
Now, presumably the names of the other MPs who were targeted in this stunt are known to the Leicestershire police.
Yes, I would imagine police are quite aware of everyone involved because someone ultimately has made a complaint, possibly one of the victims in this, and they are all victims of a spear phishing attack. But I think what the police would be doing now is just putting the sequence of events together. What the newspapers here reckon is that all these Conservative MPs, men who were targeted, they all started talking on Wednesday about who possibly was the original link, and the name they came up with was Will Ragg. So that's why it's come back to his door. Now, to be fair to him, he has apologised. There is quotes in the Times this morning. He said, "I've hurt people by being weak. I was scared. I'm mortified. I'm so sorry." I'm not sure that is going to cut it with a lot of people who've been dragged into this.
I mean, when you're doing the dirt on your fellow politicians, parliamentarians, in a former time, that would have been regarded as high treason.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's getting away with an apology. He's leaving Parliament anyway. Not going to have the whip suspended, which I think is slightly unusual, but I think the Conservative Party, in all honesty, Pat, they're in such meltdown and chaos at the moment. The polls have Keir Starmer touching 50% nationwide and Sunak looking at leading them to the biggest ever election loss in a 300-year history. It's a staggering time. It really, really is. So the Will Ragg story, while it's front page news today, I think a lot of Conservatives will be just looking and wondering, you know, what kind of state their party will exist in come October in the election.
And tell me this, has Rishi Sunak spoken at all about this current scandal?
No, he hasn't. There's no word from the Prime Minister. And as I say, I think he has far bigger fish to be frying this morning, for want of a better phrase. I think, you know, looking at the state of everything at the moment, he will have been looking at polls, two major polls in the space of 4 days that are putting Labour on track for the biggest landslide in history. Like where I live here, Henley-on-Thames in Oxfordshire, it's been Conservative since 1913, and the Lib Dems are predicted to take that seat this year. So Sunak, you know, this will be just yet another little thing in his inbox this morning, but I would imagine privately he must be seething that, you know, yet again Conservative MPs on the front pages for all the wrong reasons.
Finally, I should ask about the attitude to the various sexual peccadilloes of MPs, whether they are having affairs because they spend an awful lot of time away from home and they have, flats and so on in London. What is the general attitude? Do the Tories or the Labour Party demand probity in private matters, or do they allow private matters, however, you know, we might disapprove of them, private matters to remain private?
I think there is an expectation that people will work hard and behave themselves. All parties will tell you that. But the culture in Westminster, you've got round-the-clock drinking, subsidised bars, subsidised food, and they've all got flats within a two-mile radius of the Houses of Parliament. And some of these people will be from, you know, rural constituencies, and that's the way it works, that, you know, the taxpayers ultimately paying for them to live in London. And, you know, it's no coincidence, Pat, that these WhatsApp messages started appearing on people's phones after 11 p.m. at night when the sender knew that alcohol would have been consumed. And, you know, it was very, very clever. But again, you know, you're dealing with a perpetrator who has worked out that their victims are not particularly bright people.
And Brady, television presenter with TRT World, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.